Amerika saylovtizimi murakkab. Ota-onalar bolalarga jarayonni tushuntirishga urinar ekan, ko'pchilikning umidi maktabdan. Bola saylov haqida o'qituvchidan ilm olgani ma'qul. Virginiya shtatidamiz. Tafsilotlar bilan men Navbahor Imamova.
I'm watching campaign ads in Javon Perkins' civics class this afternoon. His 8th graders are learning to spot advertisers' tools of persuasion.
Card stacking and glittering generalities, but that's it.
O'rta maktabda siyosatshunoslik va jamiyatshunoslik darsi. Bolalar siyosiy reklamalarni tomosha qilmoqda. Saylov oldidan targ'ibot kuchayadi. 12-13 yoshda bola davlatchilik nima ekanini o'rganishga tayyor deydi muallimlar. Har bir saylov o'ziga yarasha saboq, o'ziga yarasha tarix.
There used to be a time when I could literally come in, you know, we pop on the Washington Post or CNN or any of the other websites.
Yangiliklarni o'qib, gazeta va telekanallardagi dasturlarni tomosha qilish bilan cheklanar edik. Turli saytlardagi materiallarni tahlil qilar edik. Lekin bugunga kelib buning o'zi yetmaydi. Savollar ko'p deydi o'qituvchi Javo Perkins.
Start kissing them. It's like a magnet. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
We stay clear of that one.
Yeah.
We stay clear of that one.
I don't remember!
When that initially broke...
8-sinf sinif o'quvchilariga xabarlar kam. Qolaversa uni tushunish ham qiyin. Masalan, prezidentlikka respublikachi nomzod Donald Trampning qiliq va gaplarini. Tramp jinsiy bosim va jinsiy aloqa haqida bemalol gapiraveradi, deydi o'qituvchi. Va hammaning ustidan kuladi.
I had some thoughts about, you know, just coming in and us having a conversation and I held off.
Prezidentlikka nomzod hammani masxara qiladi. Siyosiy axloqsizlik haqida ham bilim berishimiz kerak, deydi u. Odob va mas'uliyat xususida ham gaplashamiz. Ilm berish albatta oson ish emas. Bolalar siyosat va siyosiy hayot qanchalik murakkab, sinovli maydon ekanini o'rganadi.
Improve public schools by restoring local control.
The older candidates who were like more formal, more structured,
okay.
They mainly focused on topics that were concerning at the time, such as wars. But now they're just like, let's point as many fingers as we can at this person.
That's what I'm saying, it's,
okay.
It's childish.
Prezidentlikka demokrat nomzod Hillary Clintonning reklamasini tomosha qilgan o'quvchilar ularning mazmuni kun sayin yangilanganini kuzatdi. Oldingi nomzodlar reklamalarda juda rasmiy ko'rinishda chiqqan, jiddiy masalalarni ko'targan, jiddiy muammolarga jiddiy yechimlar taklif qilgan, deydi 8 sinf o'quvchisi. Hozirgi nomzodlar esa bir-biriga tosh otish bilan band. Bolalarga o'xshashadi. Maqsadi nima ekanini aniq aytmaydi. Uyat menimcha, deydi u.
It's ridiculous.
O'qituvchi Javo Perkins ham shunday fikrda. Siyosiy reklamalar safsata, quruq propaganda, deydi u.
Less and less to choose from that'll actually again get at the issues even the candidates in a very real way.
Bolalarga ko'rsatib, mana mamlakatimiz siyosiy hayoti bilan tanishing deyishga imonadi odam. Namuna degan narsa yo'q. O'quvchilar esa kuladi.
The reason I don't understand like the tax policies and what they're trying to say is cuz the whole time they're just saying like Clinton's emails or Donald Trump is like they're just bickering during the debates and it's like not really saying anything.
Soliq, soliq deb ko'p gapirishadi, lekin muammo nima deganini tushunish qiyin, deydi yana bir o'quvchi. Chunki biror nomzod bu haqda aniq gap aytmaydi. Clinton unaqa, Trump unaqa, debatlarda ham quruq gap bilan olishdi. Ulardan hech narsa o'rganmadik, deydi bu o'quvchi. Bu bolalar 2024 yilgacha ovoz bera olmaydi. Demak, o'rganish va savol berish uchun hali vaqti yetarli. Muallimlar esa siyosatshunoslik va jamiyatshunoslik darslarini mukammallashtirish harakatida. Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.